This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
فاشرف بالاشتغال بالعلم ولا تبغي به ما عشت يا ذا بدلا ويا له من شرف عظيم.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ما بعد. Brothers and sisters, in this short video, I want to cover a very problematic issue, a problem that has entered upon many communities, many societies. You tend to find this taking place between husband and wife, and those who they go back to when they have problems, like the guardian and also their parents. I know, brothers and sisters, I've been wanting to make this video for such a long time, because it is so common. This issue is, brothers and sisters, a problem breaks out between the husband and the wife. The wife goes to her mom and gives her side of the story. She pumps her up to such an extent where she ends up having so many bad assumptions of her son-in-law, who is the husband of her daughter. And it causes, you know, bad feeling without doing tathabbut and ta'akkud. Naam, without doing ta'akkud, tathabbut, tabayyun, in that which one side has come and told this person. So it pumps them up, they get on the phone, divorce my daughter over maybe something that one side has mentioned. And it leads to bigger problems that you will find out, inshallah ta'ala, when you find yourself in this kind of situation, if it doesn't get resolved as soon as possible. Brothers and sisters, we will start, inshallah ta'ala, with the statement of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, قَالَ لِي رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said to me, إِذَا تَقَاضَ إِلَيْكَ رَجُلًا. If two men come to you and they seek your judgment, فَلَا تَقْضِي لِلْأَوَّلِ حَتَّى تَسْمَعَ كَلَامَ الْآخَرِ. Do not give your judgment until you hear the other person's side of the story as well. فَسَوْفَ تَدْرِي كَيْفَ تَقْضِي. You will come to know how to make a judgment. قال علي, علي رضي الله عنه, he replied back and he said, فَمَا زِلْتُ قَاضِيًا بَعْدُ. I remained as a qadi in that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told me from that point on. Okay? You know, brothers and sisters, my father one time, he said to me, and I think it's, you know, imperative that I mention this in this clip as well, because you can take lessons out of it, and it might shock you initially when listening to the beginning of the story. He said to me, Muhammad, if a man comes to you and his eyeball has come out of his socket, he's bleeding, it looks like he has been in a fight, then Muhammad, do not jump the bandwagon, as the Americans say. Do not rush to jumping on his side and making a judgment straight away. Rather take a step back. Calm yourself down. It is shocking, na'am, because you don't know what he could have done before he got stabbed in his eye. Because, you know, brothers and sisters, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told us in hadith, إِذَا الْتَقَى الْمُسْلِمَانِ بِسَيْفَيْهِمَا فَالْقَاتِلُ وَالْمَقْتُولِ فِي النَّارِ. If two Muslims come together with their swords, the one who was killed and the one who killed, they are both in the fire. So the Sahaba, they said, Ya Rasulullah, na'am, we understand the one who killed, he's in the fire, but what about the one who was killed? He replied back and he said, إِنَّهُ كَانَ حَرِيسًا عَلَى قَتْلِ صَاحِبِهِ. The one who was killed, he was what? Very eager to kill the person who killed him. So before he managed to get the killer punch or the killer, you know, stab on the other person, he got killed. And likewise, this person who has come to you with his eyeball sticking out, you don't know what he could have done. He could have hurt the other person, he could have killed him, you know, he could have harmed him. The mere fact that he's crying to you, you need to take your time and have ta'anni. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, brothers and sisters, at-ta'anni min Allah wal-ajalatu min ash-shaytan. Ta'anni, which is adamu al-ajalati fil mu'akhada. Not being hasty when it comes to holding people to account. is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and al-ajalatu, hastiness, is from the shaytan. Sometimes running and making your judgment straight away without looking into the issue properly, it can lead to a lot of problems and a lot of harm. And sometimes you tend to find, and I've seen this before from experience, I'm telling you, that one half going to another person and they keep repeating and they keep saying, fulan's like this, fulan's like this, it tends to build in that person who is being spoken to, and these akhbar, these narrations are being transmitted to him, it tends to build, you know, a very bad heart feeling in his heart for you. And then when something does happen, with everything that he's been told before, he ends up building a judgment on it straight away. So brothers and sisters, it requires ta'anni. It requires you to what? To be fair. If a person is really wanting islah, إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقَ اللَّهَ بَيْنْهُمَا, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنْ خِفْتُمْ شِقَاقَ بَيْنْهِمَا فَابْعَثُوا حَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهِ وَحَكَمًا مِنْ أَهْلِهَا. Allah says, if you fear this, you know, problems between the husband and the wife, and you notice this, what do? Get a person out from her family and one from his family. إِن يُرِيدَ إِصْلَاحًا يُوَفِّقِ اللَّهُ بَيْنْهُمَا. If they want rectification, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will solve their problems. Yani to come together, to hear both sides out. You bring in one person out from here, and that one out from there, and then bringing them together, everybody can say their say. And then a fair judgment can be made. And that's the adl, the fairness, the justice that al-Islam brings to the table. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands what? Adl, fairness and goodness. Allah says also, وَإِذَا قُلْتُمْ فَعْدِلُوا. When you speak, speak with fairness. And I've seen this time and time again, brothers and sisters, sometimes a husband calls you and he tells you that my wife's done X, Y, and Z. And he's blasting her. Would it be correct now for me to just hear him out and khalas, you could be recording me, and I'll just say, okay, she's wrong and she's like this? No. And sometimes when you bring them together, the guy who was hyping the most in the beginning, he tends to quieten down and the reality comes out. Initially, he was trying to hide away that which the other half was saying. Also, brothers and sisters, we have a lesson, a ibrah, in the story of Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quoted the individual who came to him, he said, Inna hadha akhi, this is my brother. Lahu tis'un wa tis'un na'ja. He has 99 sheep. Yani the na'ja is, brothers and sisters, al untha min al dha'ni. He has 99. And I only have one. And he's trying to take this one. وَلِيَ نَعْجَةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا وَعَزِّنِي فِي الْخِطَابِ. He said, فَقَالَ أَكْفِلْنِيهَا أَيْ مَلَّكْنِيهَا. Help me, you know, gain ownership over this sheep, this one sheep that I have, and aid me in that which I say to him. Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, straight away, without hearing the second or the other half out, he made the judgment, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala corrected him. He said, قَالَ, as Allah quotes Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, لَقَدْ ظَلَمَكَ بِسُؤَالِ نَعْجَتِكِ لَا نِعَاجِهِ. He has oppressed you by asking for your one na'ja on top of the 99 na'ja he already has. وَإِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْخُلَطَاءِ لَيَبْغِي بَعْضُهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَقَلِيلٌ مَا هُمْ وَظَنَّ دَاوُودُ أَنَّمَا فَتَنَّهُ فَاسْتَغْفَرَ رَبَّهُ وَخَرَّ رَاكِعًا وَأَنَابَ. So after coming to realization that which he done, he saw forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he rushed to bowing down to Allah Azza wa Jal, and he returned back to him. The point is, brothers and sisters, if I have £1,000, then every single penny of that £1,000 is mine. My brother doesn't have a right to come to me and say to me, Muhammad, give me that 1p. Or go to a judge and say to him, he has, you know, 999.99 pence, you know, and I just want this 1 pence, and can you help me get this back? The reality of the matter is, it's not yours. So what right do you have to take that? You know, so brothers and sisters, parents, uncles, aunties, to be very attentive to this. As it causes, and it, you know, if a person was to now fulfill this correctly, the prophetic tradition of the Prophet ﷺ accordingly, you tend to find what, brothers and sisters? That a lot of these problems, they cut out. And for also the husband and the wife to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not to just take your side of the story, rush. Rather, if you really want islah, what do? You both go together, you get your problem solved. Not to go and, you know, pump the other half up, or a third party, pump them with whatever you want, and then only give your side of the story and go fatwa shopping. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit us from what we heard, and to make us from those who act upon the ayat, the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik. Shadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh.